Off the Ball Rugby.
The overwhelming kind of reaction is that he's fortunate to be selected there, that, you know, the likes of Tom Jordan, maybe Darcy Graham, that they're unlucky that they're not called up.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
And welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Cathal Mullany. Coming up today, we'll hear from Waterford's new signing as they look to strengthen for the second half of the season. We'll get the latest transfer gossip as Newcastle United target one of Europe's hottest strikers, and why has Lamine Yamal found himself in hot water. Midfielder Jordan Rossiter has signed for Waterford ahead of this week's FAI Cup tie with St Mochta's. Rossiter is a former Liverpool Academy Player of the Year and made 5 first team appearances for the Reds, one of which was as a substitute in the Premier League against Arsenal. The 28-year-old has also had stints at Rangers, Bury, Fleetwood Town, Bristol Rovers, Shrewsbury Town and Oldham Athletic, making over 100 senior appearances during his career so far. The Liverpool native is the club's second signing since John Coleman became manager, with Finlay Armstrong putting pen to paper last week. Rossiter told Waterford's in-house media channel the reasons as to why he has come to the South East.
Yeah, no, delighted to be here. Looking forward to getting going and hopefully getting going as soon as I can.
What was it that attracted you to the club?
To be honest with you, it was obviously just a phone call with John Coleman and Danny Venti. Obviously, I know them two quite well. And yeah, just a phone call with them and just the way the club's going. Spoke to a few people over there and, you know, it's a real exciting time for the club and exciting project.
How much are you looking forward to working with John and Danny for the rest of the season?
No, yeah, looking forward to it, to be honest with you. I've obviously played against, obviously, as John Coleman side a few times, obviously, when I was at Fleetwood with when he was at Accrington Stanley, and I know what his teams are about. Obviously, they're always going to be competitive, and I'm looking involved in playing for them.
And Rossiter believes that he can bring a bit of experience to the group.
Yeah, no, listen, I'd just like to, hopefully, I can bring a good bit of experience to the group. As I say, I'm just one of them people, you know, I love playing football wherever that is. So whether it's at Liverpool, Rangers, Waterford, wherever that is, you know, I'm just one of them people who love to play football. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there on the pitch.
I'm sure many of the Blues fans will have seen you in action, but for those who haven't, just describe Jordan Rossiter as a player.
Yeah, obviously hard work, and obviously like to put my foot on the ball, obviously get about the pitch, you know, make a few tackles. Yeah, just a bit of a combative midfielder, so hopefully I can bring that to the pitch.
Elsewhere in the League of Ireland, Shamrock Rovers teenage midfielder John O'Sullivan has joined Drogheda United on loan for the remainder of the season. The Hoops Academy graduate spent the second half of last season on loan at Bray Wanderers and has made 8 league appearances for Stephen Bradley's men this season. Newcastle United are working on a deal worth around €75 million to sign Eintracht Frankfurt forward Hugo Ekitike. While an agreement is not yet close, talks are ongoing between the clubs over a potential deal which would eclipse Newcastle's previous record transfer, the €71.2 million they played Real Sociedad for Alexander Isak in the summer of 2022. Ekitike's proposed £20 million plus transfer to Newcastle United in January 2022 broke down on deadline day, but the North East club have continued to keep tabs on the 23-year-old. Ekitike scored 22 goals and notched 12 assists for Frankfurt in 2024-25 after signing for the Bundesliga club permanently in a deal worth €17.5 million in the summer of 2024, following a loan spell from Paris Saint-Germain in the previous season. Then contracted to Ligue 1 side Rennes, the France under-21 international was unsure about the merits of a late window move to St James's Park 3.5 years ago, despite the club's reaching a framework agreement. He then joined PSG in the summer of 2022 on loan with an option to buy, which was exercised. Arsenal are set to approach Crystal Palace to discuss whether they can do a deal for England winger Eberechi Eze without triggering the 27-year-old £68 million release clause. The Gunners are also hoping to complete the signing of Christian Mosquera from Valencia this week in a deal that could take their summer spending past the £200 million mark. It's understood Arsenal are hoping to offload some fringe players as Arteta continues to shape his squad, with Leandro Trossard attracting interest from Bayern Munich and Fenerbahce. Jakob Kivior, who deputised for the injured Gabriel at the end of last season, but could find himself down the pecking order given Mosquera's arrival. Fabio Vieira, Reece Nelson and Alexander Shinchenko are among the others facing uncertain futures. Reports in France state that Liverpool have held talks with Crystal Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta, with the Frenchman meeting the club's representatives in Paris. Benfica are continuing to hold talks with Chelsea over a permanent move for João Félix, with the Blues unwilling to sanction a loan deal for the 25-year-old Portugal forward. After holding initial talks in January, Chelsea retain an interest in 21-year-old Manchester United and Argentina winger Alejandro Garnacho. West Ham, meanwhile, have added Liverpool's England under-21s duo forward Harvey Elliott and defensive midfielder Tyler Morton to their list of targets. England midfielder Jordan Henderson has signed for Brentford on a free transfer. He's agreed a 2-year contract with the West London side. The former Liverpool captain was available after leaving Dutch club Ajax this summer. Wolves are poised to sign one of the stars of the Club World Cup in Fluminense's John Arias, the Colombia winger, who impressed as the Brazilian club exited in the semi-finals to the eventual winners Chelsea, will cost about £15 million. Arias will boost Vitor Pereira's attacking ranks after the 62.5 million pound departure of Matias Cunha, and is in line to become Wolves' third summer signing after the 19.5 million pound arrival of Fer Lopez from Celta Vigo. And Horgan Strand Larsen, who scored 14 Premier League goals last season, has also signed from Vigo after his loan move was made permanent. Switzerland midfielder Granit Xhaka has agreed to join Saudi Pro League side Neom SC, who have yet to finalise a fee with Bayer Leverkusen for the 32-year-old.
Lovely silky football from the home team.
PSG powering forward.
Ruiz, and they sweep the ball from one side to the other. Kvaratskhelia.
Wonderful. Oh, he's gone all the way.
Oh, my word. That's even better than the 2-1.
And Harry finds that top corner. This is the angle here. Harry finds that. It's absolutely ridiculous. What a goal!
A brilliant goal!
What a goal! What a player!
PSV winger Noah Lang has arrived in Rome to undergo medical tests as a new Napoli player. The Dutch winger is on the verge of joining the defending Serie A champions after the clubs agreed a €25 million deal. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement between Galatasaray and Napoli over the sale of striker Victor Osimhen. Real Madrid have signed Spanish defender Alvaro Carrias from Benfica. The 22-year-old left-back has joined the Spanish club in a deal worth €50 million and has signed a 6-year contract. Carrias was part of Real Madrid's youth setup from 2017 to 2020 before joining Manchester United. He had spells on loan at Preston and Granada, but did not play for the Old Trafford club's first team prior to a switch to Benfica in January of 2024. Carreras initially joined the Portuguese side on loan and then made the move permanent for a reported £5 million in May 2024. In announcing his move to Real Madrid, Benfica said that Manchester United would receive 20% on anything above how much they paid for the player. Manchester City have signed a new contract with Puma worth at least £1 billion. The £100 million a year deal extends their agreement until at least 2035 and is a marked increase from the previous £65 million a year deal with the German kit manufacturer that ran until 2029. The contract is thought to be the first £1 billion deal in English football and a record per year for a Premier League club. In July 2023, Manchester United sealed a 10-year contract with Adidas worth about £900 million, and 4 months ago, Liverpool agreed a multi-year deal with Adidas thought to be worth £60 million a season. Since City's contract with Puma started in 2019, Pep Guardiola's side have won 4 Premier League titles and became the second English team to claim the treble. Barcelona forward Lamine Yamal has been criticised and is facing a potential investigation over the presence of a group of dwarves at his 18th birthday party. Jesus Martin Blanco, the Director General for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in Spain's Ministry of Social Rights, has called for an investigation, while the Association of People with Achondroplasia and Other Skeletal Dysplasias in Spain, the ADEE, condemned what it called a violation of ethical values and said it would look to take legal action. Yamal turned 18 on Sunday, July the 13th, and he hosted a private party to celebrate the following day. The party took place at a country house he rented in a small town 50 kilometres northwest of Barcelona. Several celebrities, including musicians, YouTubers, influencers, attended, with Robert Lewandowski, Alejandro Balde, Gavi and Rafinha among Yamal's teammates present. Some media gathered at the entrance of the venue, which had a security presence inside. A group of drawers was filmed heading into the party, which has sparked the controversy. Former Manchester United defender Axel Tuanzebe is suing the club for alleged negligent medical advice. The 27-year-old, who joined Burnley earlier this month, filed a legal claim with the High Court against United last week. It relates to a period from July 2022 involving an unknown injury and is considered a high-value claim, which is understood to be more than £1 million. Tuanzebe was out for 195 days in his final season at the club before he was loaned to Stoke in January 2023, where he made just 5 appearances. He joined the club when he was 8, making his debut in 2017 and played 37 times for them before leaving in the summer of 2023, joining Ipswich as a free agent that September. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Cathal Mullany, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.